This is ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. Welcome, everybody. My name is Mr. Richard, and I will be your host. Today's lesson is a follow-up to a previous lesson, Animal Idioms. In today's lesson, we will go over even more idioms having to do with our four-legged friends. I'll first go over some of the idiom expressions and their meanings and definitions, and then I will read a story written by podcast author extraordinaire Teresa Chung. A few exercises can be found at our website, eslhcmc.podomatic.com. You can get a transcript and further exercises by writing to us at eslhcmc@gmail.com. If you're an ESL disciple, the transcripts and further exercises will be in the mail. Okay then, why don't we begin? We will begin and end these idioms and expressions with an animal that can also be used as a verb. Let's begin. Rat. To rat on somebody is to tell someone in authority about improper or illegal actions that somebody has taken.
Shark. A shark is a person who unscrupulously exploits or swindles others. A loan shark is a person who lends money to others at a very high interest rate. Have a whale of a time. Have a whale of a time means to enjoy oneself very much. Paper tiger. A paper tiger is a person or thing that appears threatening but is ineffectual. Duck. To duck means to avoid a blow by moving down or quickly or avoid being seen. Take to something like a duck to water. Take to something like a duck to water means take to something very readily. As slippery as an eel. As slippery as an eel means evasive or unpredictable, not to be relied on. As sick as a parrot. As sick as a parrot means very disappointed. Have a memory like an elephant. Have a memory like an elephant means have a very good memory. Bird's eye view. A bird's eye view is a general view as if from above, or a broad, general, or superficial consideration of something. A little bird told me. A little bird told me is used to say that the speaker knows something, but prefers to keep the identity of the informant a secret. Monkey around. Monkey around means behave in a silly or playful way. From the horse's mouth. From the horse's mouth means from the person directly concerned or another authoritative source. A fly on the wall. A fly on the wall is an unnoticed observer of a particular situation. A wild goose chase. A wild goose chase is a foolish and hopeless pursuit of something unattainable. Wouldn't hurt a fly. Wouldn't hurt a fly, or wouldn't harm a fly, means that something, a person or an animal, is inoffensive and harmless. Talk the hind leg off a donkey. Talk the hind leg off a donkey is a British expression that means talk incessantly. A dog's life. A dog's life is an expression that refers to an unhappy existence full of problems or unfair treatment. No room to swing a cat. No room to swing a cat is used in reference to a very confined space. A fish out of water. A fish out of water is a person in a completely unsuitable environment or situation, like shooting fish in a barrel. Like shooting fish in a barrel refers to something that is extremely easy. Neither fish nor fowl. Neither fish nor fowl means of indefinite character and difficult to identify or classify. A big fish. A big fish is an important or influential person. Let the cat out of the bag. Let the cat out of the bag means reveal a secret carelessly or by mistake. Have a bee in one's bonnet. Have a bee in one's bonnet means be obsessed about something. As dead as the dodo. As dead as the dodo means dead or no longer effective, valid, or interesting. Dog. To dog means to follow closely and persistently.
Okay, and that does it for the vocabulary. And without further ado, here is that masterpiece story by Teresa Chung.
Johnny and Jimmy were neighbors. They had known each other since both were knee-high to a grasshopper. At that time, Johnny's father was a big fish in the village, and he took Jimmy's family under his wing since they had just moved there. Jimmy felt like a fish out of water in the new surroundings. Fortunately, he warmed to Johnny right away. Johnny talked a hind leg off a donkey, and to the contrary, Jimmy was as quiet as a mouse. Opposites attract, so as they say. After school, they usually made a beeline for the big lake near the place where their treehouse was built. They had their first swimming lessons from a local fisherman. They took to it like a duck to water. After a few days floundering about, swimming was like shooting fish in a barrel for them. When they had their fill of water, they retired to their treehouse. It wasn't big. In fact, there wasn't enough room to swing a cat, but it had a good bird's-eye view of the neighborhood. They had a bee in their bonnet about becoming spies. The treehouse was just a perfect place to snoop around. They had a whale of a time watching their neighbors. Who wouldn't want to be a fly on the wall? There was Mr. Smart Aleck, who boasted to have a memory like an elephant, and let his wife's birthday slip his mind. As a result, he was in the doghouse with her. And there was Mr. Doubting Thomas, who looked as slippery as an eel. He always bared his teeth whenever he saw kids approaching his fruit trees. He turned out to be a paper tiger when a bigger guy, a loan shark they guessed, came to look for him the other day. After the day when he ducked behind the window, nobody ever saw hide or hair of him again. A little bird told them that the fisherman that taught them swimming was a dark horse. They tried to get the answer straight from the horse's mouth, but he refused to talk, and he acted very cautiously so that he wouldn't let the cat out of the bag. The children decided to dog him. The kids wanted to prove that he was not a snake in the grass or anything like that. He was neither fish nor fowl. He was someone in between, someone very intriguing. They were as sick as a parrot since they couldn't find anything else about him except that he was an early bird, he wouldn't hurt a fly, he led a dog's life, and never monkeyed around. They felt like they were on a wild goose chase. Before Jimmy and Johnny decided the case was as dead as a dodo, something grave happened. Okay, can you listeners help us to complete the story by using other animal idioms? Feel free to send us any endings or comments, or better yet, donations to eslhcmc.podomatic.com. As usual, we threw in a few more idioms and sayings for our disciples, as well as hardworking students out there. We believe, easy come, easy go. If you don't have time to look up the extra idioms, consider becoming our disciple or having lessons with us on Skype. Come back and listen to us next time to find out what happened to the two adventurous boys. And since you're deciding their fates, why don't you, our listeners, decide the fate of one of the next podcasts? Please write to eslhcmc@gmail.com and let us know what topics you would like us to cover in future podcasts. I will share the top three ideas in the next podcast, and then after that, you, the listeners, will vote on what the following podcast will be about. That email address, once again, is eslhcmc@gmail.com, and you can also find us on Facebook. Well, thanks again for listening. This has been ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. This is Mr. Richard, signing off. Peace.